Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Duh. Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this slide and throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, Kansas City! Yeah, it's time to Hustle and Shine. Brian V. Shining, feeling good, reporting live from the Brian and Kruger Studio.
And your favorite cousin, the Out of Hustle. 5:59 on your time. It's a high of 47 for the day. And currently, it's cold, cousins. It is 34 with cloudy skies and Independo.
Heidi!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this this Monday? Back at it.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling grateful. I am feeling blessed and honored to be here in Kansas City. We're going to have us a good day, and it's a good week, baby. Come on, baby.
That boy done got him some rest. That's what that sound like.
Just a little bit. We got Mary Quinn Lucas coming on. We talking all things KC. That conversation starts at 7:38.
Now, Deion Cole kicked off the 57th NAACP Image Awards with a joke that still has people talking. And, of course, we got to go over who won and all your takeaways.
Girl, what's going on?
We got your motivation coming up in about 10 minutes, man. But we are hustling and shining a brand new week to be a blessing on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks. D, who that is?
Hot 103 Jams.
Shut up, Brian.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Let your life and your world benefit from the freedom that comes with acceptance. What has happened, and there's no gain in fighting against the past. Sure, there are people and factors to blame, and it's so important to avoid making the same mistake again. It's just as important to put most of your energy into moving forward. Acceptance and forgiveness go a long way to making that forward movement possible. You don't have to agree that what has happened was right, but it's essential to fully accept that it did indeed happen. Accept what happened, accept what has been, and what is, with eyes wide open to the positive possibilities. Then embrace the opportunity to make things right. Leave behind the desire for blame and retribution. Focus your thoughts, energy, and efforts on the good outcomes you can now create. Free yourself from the difficulties of the past by finding ways to leave those difficulties where they were, in the past. Accept what is and look eagerly ahead, ready to make your world better than ever. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:23 on your time. It's a high of 46, and currently it is 33 at the Truman Library. If you are a leader, love God, and got a nice bank account, Young Miami is looking for you. She was asked for her criteria for men.
First of all, he got to have a coin. A provider, I need someone that's, you know, God-fearing, that's believing God. Someone that leads.
What is the minimum net worth that he has to have?
I want like a man that at least got like $100 million.
Okay, yeah, at least. Okay, we just crossed off a lot of people off that list. There's a lot of contenders that just walked the other way. Your DMs will now be flooded with 10 people, I think.
That's good. Narrow them down, God. Yeah. Thank you.
You're setting yourself up for failure. Relying on money.
She said two other things before money.
Man, come on, bro. I don't care what she said before.
Right, you making your own. You making your own thing.
A word.
You
okay.
said only
okay.
money.
Okay, so
the I'm dude, going okay, off what
okay,
you said.
Okay, go off what I said. Yeah. Let's say the dude has the first two, but he don't have the last one. You think she's going for that?
If he has the 100 million and she don't have the first two.
No. Yes,
you are.
Like I said, answer the question.
I just asked
if he has the first two, believes in God and is a leader, but he don't have no money. You think she going for that?
She just said it's three things.
Hell no.
That's what she said.
That's what you want me to say.
Man, please.
That's
please,
what she just said.
Please get up out of here, man. If that man is just a millionaire,
if he's a fresh millionaire, a fresh one, underclass.
Oh my God.
He just wants new to the money. Like he just wants some money from the radio station or something.
He's a freshman.
You think she going for that? You think she going for that?
Hell no.
Not if he's not God fearing.
No.
And he's not a leader. She's not a leader.
Is she God fearing? Huh? Is she God fearing?
Maybe we should give her a call. Let's see if we can get Young Miami in the
phone. Let's not and say we did. How about that?
That's ridiculous.
How about that?
That's crazy.
What's crazy?
Make your own rules Monday. There we go. Switching gears real quick. Actor Morgan Freeman. He has been speaking on this without speaking on it, but now he finally has addressed it. The subject of unauthorized replication of his voice. He talked about it on CBS Mornings of how he feels, and he is simple with three words.
What's your thought processes as you see this play out?
I got lawyers.
I know that's right.
When it comes to the AI, be careful, tread lightly. That's it on that.
Yeah, be careful with me too, because don't have me and Stacey Shaw pull up on you if you copy my voice. You know what I'm saying?
Stop talking so much to the police.
I love that clip. That was so crazy. Why did you say that so much? Shut up. That's a perfect one to shut up, Brian, right there.
Shut up, Brian.
There it is. That's the morning gossip right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. We'll be back at 6:39 with a full-on weekend recap. As you can tell, my voice is kind of gone.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we got to talk about the whole weekend. We kicked it outside. Yeah, for sure. It's Hustle and Shine in the Morning, only on Kansas City's Double One for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
That's Hot 103 Jams, y'all.
Brian B. Shining for mayor.
D, that throat, is it okay? Because I hear,
That's crazy to jump off the porch and say that. You just say voice.
Okay, my bad. Okay.
That's like 50 pauses and all of that. That was kind of crazy.
Well, my bad. Hold on.
Pause. That was crazy.
My bad.
That was crazy. You were trying to set me up for failure on that one.
Well, are you okay?
Yeah. It was a busy weekend. You know, we had a bunch of different things. We was at Metro by T-Mobile on Friday. Oh. Then after that, we was at Aura with it. Shout out to DJ Doop. The energy was crazy.
The
Pisces was in the building, and they was going crazy. It was a beautiful thing to see.
Emotions everywhere.
Literally. And then, that's how I kicked off my Friday.
Okay.
So, you know, my voice was cool Friday. It was like, everything's fine. Then Saturday came around, you know, we kicked it at Lee Summit North Step Show. My body is sore. Shout out to my cousins. I got some shout outs that I got.
You stepping like a Q?
I was letting them do that part, but I did try to do some TikTok dances with the kids. And I said, I need like what they got, some Bengay and like a heating pad. Oh. That's what I need right now. Maybe put some alcohol on my joints. Yeah. Voice was still cool after that. It was not until yesterday on the On Wax DJ battle with Royal Chief at Record Bar. Oh, yeah, my voice kind of started to fade.
This is why we got D's.
Okay, we like that. Right. Play those in the place. So,
Who won?
Shout out to Boogie.
Boogie walked B,
through.
Yes, he did. Oh, my God. KC Big Company.
You know, shout out to him. You know, he's from St. Louis. So, you know, big love to, you know, as we start off my countdown to 314 day, I felt like it was only right. But all the DJs did a phenomenal job. Shout out to all 8 DJs that showed up.
Who's in the finals?
It was Von Chase and Boogie.
Oh, Von Chase.
It was really good.
It's gonna be fun.
The championship round was fire, but every DJ brought it. The energy was really crazy in the building, which is why my voice sounds like this. So, cousins, please, bear with me. I'm gonna get some water and some tea shortly. But what you had over the weekend?
Get you some tea. Let me get back to the prep.
right. And find that bullet point.
LaVon Kalhauer, she invited me to the Black Community Fund policy brunch.
Yeah, yeah.
It was the first one on Saturday. Got a chance to be there at the Bruce R. Watkins Cultural Center.
How was that?
It was great. Melissa Robinson, she had some powerful words and, you know, really brought up everybody's antennas with her comments. And I think we're going to be talking to her later on this week.
Good.
And then after that, R&B Shining Live.
Yeah.
Oh, we got sexy, baby. We were letting our chest hairs hang out, baby. You know?
The drinks are flowing. The vibes was there.
Hey, man, we was in good company. And, it was a total vibe. Mm-hmm. Everybody who comes out to R&B Shining, I love and appreciate you so much. If you don't know, it's me with a live band.
Yeah.
Can we get this cracking a little bit? Is that going to play? There we go. Hey. Oh, I ain't cussing. I'm not. So shout out to Darren, man, putting it in on the keys.
Yeah.
My dog Jordan on the drums. Come get you a little taste of R&B Shining, man, one time.
I need to learn how to play the piano so I can come and join y'all one time. Let me learn how to play an instrument real quick.
Get your Stevie Wonder on, D.
I can do the head nod. I don't know about the keys, but I can show swing back and forth now.
We'll be back at it, 6:52, Hustle and Shine in the morning on Hot 103 Jams.
Hey, this is Lauren Scott from 38th The Spot, and I'm up hustling, shining on Hot 103 Jams.
It's World Team Mental Wellness Day. Call or text 988 to reach National Suicide Prevention Lifeline if you're in mental health crisis or having suicidal thoughts. Learn more about mental health at mentalhealthkc.org. And, you know, we want to send love and kindness and strength to all of our teens who might be going through it right now. And I know it's a critical time for some seniors because you got a lot on your plate, a lot on your mind right now. Graduation is coming up in a couple months.
Yeah.
Your life is passing you by before your very eyes because you're going to have some decisions to make. So we just want to show love to all the teens during World Teen Mental Wellness Day today. D, also we need to send love, condolences, and strength to the family and friends of two people who passed away due to a wrong way driver in a crash that happened in KCK. And it sent more people to a nearby hospital. So KCK PD says that this crash happened around 12:45 a.m. Sunday morning near 10th and Quindaro. And they investigated that a vehicle traveling east in the westbound lane struck a westbound vehicle head on. And so one person was pronounced deceased at the scene, according to first responders, and five others were rushed to a nearby hospital with those injuries ranging from serious to life-threatening. And police said a second victim later died from their injuries. And
it's awful.
It's terrible. And you know, I was on social media yesterday looking around on Facebook, and I see a lot of people affected, man. It was a young lady who I saw. They were mourning.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want to send love and condolences to all the cousins, all the loved ones, all the family who's affected by this, man. Because this is it's devastating, man.
Yeah.
So sending love and prayers to everybody affected on behalf of Hot 103 Jams, Hustle and Shine in the morning.
What's up, KC? This your boy Sherez Pompey, CEO, co-owner of the Blueprint KC. I'm up hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jams.
Hey, yo, all the cousins that's tapping in through the app, or you're looking at the stream live on the Facebook and YouTube page, or you're listening old school way through your radio. You're driving down 71. Don't speed through them lights. Don't do that. Don't do that, okay? You're downtown frustrated. It's okay. You're going to get past it. 435, I know them lanes is clogged up right now. Just know that Hustle and Shine in the morning, we love and appreciate you for always tapping in and making us a part of your daily morning routine, cousin, because we know and we realize you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin. Now, shout out to all the cousins that's been hitting that Hustle and Shine text line. We got a lot of them coming through, big. We
didn't even need to solicit.
That's what I'm saying. We didn't even need to say nothing. Our cousins already knew to tap in. Shout out to Dominique Page from Van Horn over in Independence for placing fifth at state wrestling over the weekend.
Okay,
major
okay.
Shout out to you, cousin. And then also shout out to Stacey Davis. Always send us some love. She said shout out to her March Pisces.
Oh, yeah, March Madness.
That's real March Madness. We thought they were talking about basketball. The whole time they talking about the Pisces. Shout out to Rich Harris. Always hitting us up as well. And his KC Rattlers. Sounds like they still undefeated. They are 7-0. So, okay. Major shout out to them.
Okay, they so good that people think they cheating.
Look, they got practice tonight. Y'all might as well let them boys take a night off.
Suicides.
Keep at it.
Yeah, keep the grind alive, baby.
All right, I'm with you when you're right. And then also, over the weekend, it was a step show that went down at Lee Summit North. Shout out to all the teams that competed. It was like, when I tell you it was really competitive, it was. Shout out to the high school competition, Staley. They walked away with that championship. And yeah, shout out to the Onyx Steppers. They did their big one. All of the teams did a phenomenal job, and the middle school teams as well. I'm trying to look at my list because it was just so many different people that was just coming up. Trina.
We got your text.
Taraya. Yeah, you know how we do. And send them names. Shout out to all the cousins. Miss Faulkner, a special shout out to you. Thank you for, you know, sending me that invitation to be there. A lot of D9 was there. So all of our Greeks that always show up and, you know, they did they stroll. As soon as that Wipe Me Down came on, they did their big one. So big shout out to all of you all. Step Movement, they're one of my favorite teams as well. But Platte County Purchase Pirates, they walked away with the ship for the middle school competition. So shout out to all of the schools. They did a phenomenal job.
I do it, girl. I was giving it to them, okay?
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
7:21 on your time. It's a high of 45, and currently it is 31 cloudy skies at the Kansas City Zoo. Comedian Deion Cole takes a couple comedic jabs at Teyana Taylor, Nicki Minaj, 50 Cent, and a few more in his opening prayer at the NAACP Image Awards.
Pray with me, all right? Bow our heads. Let's go. Lord, I want you to bless our sister Teyana Taylor, Lord. Keep her single and away from 6'3 green-eyed men with muscles, Lord. Give the average man a chance with her, Lord. Hell, give the average woman a chance with her as well, Lord. And oh yeah, Lord, before we go, Lord, if there are any white men out here in the audience, Lord, with Tourette's, I advise you to tell them they better read the room tonight, Lord.
Heavy on that read the room, because if you recall last week what happened at the BAFTA Awards, well, Delroy Lindo actually slightly addresses it when he was on stage.
We appreciate all the support and the love that we have been shown in the aftermath of what happened last weekend. It means a lot to us. It is a honor to be here amongst our people this evening, amongst so many people who have shown us such incredible support. And it's a classic case of something that could have been very negative becoming very positive. Thank you so much for the support.
Very classy. Love that. Shout out to Michael. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, man, I know some people out there that's in their car and they like, the hell with that. I'm tired of taking the high road.
Yeah, and I'm righteous with them hands. Talking about that hand game, yeah.
Like, because it's like, sometimes, like, you live this life and you understand that some people, they only learn
the hard way.
Yes. I'm glad you stepped in, because I was about to say something. I was like, oh.
He gave him that three-piece extra crispy.
Yeah, that's a sensor button ready.
Like, people are just tired of it, dog. They tired of it because you see.
You're going to run into the wrong one day. You're going to mess around and find out.
It's like you try to be a good example, but then you see what's going on at the top.
Yeah.
And we'll leave it there.
Other news at the NAACP Awards. Shout out to Michael B. Jordan. He received the award for Outstanding Actor in a Motion Picture. He dedicated his award to Chadwick Boseman. Shout out to Viola Davis, who gave a powerful speech as she accepted the NAACP Chairman Award.
Leo.
And then also, big congratulations to Salt and Pepper and DJ Spinderella. They were inducted into the NAACP Hall of Fame. So
push it.
Yeah. Real good.
Duh.
Yo, yo, this is Kevin Holmes at KSHB 41. I'm up hustling and shining in the morning on Hot 103 Jam.
Blessed to be back with him with another conversation talking all things KC on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Mary Quinn Lucas, four people were hurt after a shooting at a funeral this past Friday morning down north in Kansas City. Then another shooting killed one and injured another person in the shooting Saturday night in KC. Plus, nationally, there were mass shootings in Cincinnati and Austin, Texas. Mayor Lucas, I know you rub elbows and have conversations with your Republican colleagues about these acts of violence in this country. Now, since they don't ever want to enact any type of gun laws, I'm curious as to what solution do they have? Do they even care, or are they even concerned that this has been a national public safety concern for the last 30 plus years?
I don't think they have an answer. I think that what they would try to say is that it is the fault of families and all of that. But when I see particularly the variety of shootings, you have a school shooting in sometimes in America where you have somebody who lives in a home with two parents, who has all the supports, all of that. You have shootings outside of what you noted in Kansas City, may have folks who are different. The consistent thing about all of it, including our mass shootings, our violent incidents, our suicides, particularly not just in the city, but in rural America, is easy and ready access to firearms, particularly high capacity firearms. You've got a country where we can't even ban Glock switches right now. And for those who don't know, that's what allows you to modify your simple handgun and turn it into basically an Uzi on the streets. And so, no, they aren't talking sense. It makes us all less safe, particularly here in Missouri. Think about it. We, I believe, are the most dangerous state to be black, right? We have the highest black homicide rate in our country, and Kansas ain't a lot better. We face ourselves in a predicament where we deal with these issues again and again, and everybody says there's nothing you can do. So, yeah, I find it very frustrating. That's why I keep talking about it. People sometimes tell me it will never change. To hell with that. Right. You know what? If we can save some lives, if I'm just going to be pushing a boulder up a hill and a whole bunch of people join me, then maybe if we save 5, 10, 15, 20 Kansas Cityans over the next several years, we're in a better place. And I saw this number the other day. I actually went to juvenile court the other day, kind of getting an update, meet with the judges, all of that. We have had 1,400 homicides in our city in the last 10 years, 1,400, most of them by gun. That is unnecessary. That is a warlike number. And I think we need to care about making a difference, not just keeping it moving.
Mayor Lucas, on a lighter note, March Madness is underway. And I have to admit, I am a little bit biased when it comes to basketball. Now, I know later on today, you'll be delivering remarks at Big 12, the tournament preview at the T-Mobile Center. Two questions for you. We also have a WNBA game that'll be happening in April against the Nigeria team. Is there any new developments on getting KC an NBA or WNBA team? And should we expect you to pop out with DJ Khaled for his upcoming pregame DJ set at KC Live?
Well, you know, I mean, a few things. Let me start on a basketball, and I'll just note this, that, you know, we continue to push the growth of women's sports in our community. We were fairly competitive on a bid for the WNBA. It didn't come through. That's all right. Doesn't mean we'll give up. The owners of the Kansas City Current were the ones working on that. I'm going to be pushing not just the men's Big 12 tournament, but of course the women's Big 12 tournament. It used to happen at Municipal Auditorium. But we've moved it to T-Mobile Center, make sure women are in just as good of facilities. The challenge is, of course, that spreads out the time. And so everybody, make sure you take a chance to get down there. Good ticket prices, exciting basketball, and y'all ain't going to see me DJing nothing. Ever since all that stuff, what was that, the fall or the summer? We dealt with NBA Youngboy. I ain't touching a thing.
Uh-oh.
So, no, I'm just going to be watching, listening quietly, watching basketball.
Mm-hmm. Hustle and Shine, we got some DJ lessons for you, man. We got you, man, Lucas. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, he up there doing a headband challenge in a second. Right. Talking all things KC with our 50-50 elected mayor, Mayor Quentin Lucas. Now, you met with Nona Eth
executive director of the Kansas City Housing Authority, to discuss the Housing Authority of Kansas City's plan to spend $1 billion in support of affordable housing development throughout the city. Could you take us through some of these details and how Kansas Cityans who are eligible can participate?
First of all, I hope all of you get a chance to meet Nona Eath. Good sister came to Kansas City from D.C., an expert in housing. And her plan is very simply this. We do more public-private partnership in housing. Instead of the classic model of the projects, right, you are actually trying to build, and we've done some of this on Paseo, on Independence Avenue, where you're building mixed-income housing, where you're building more communities, where, importantly, you're putting services, jobs, restaurants in those same buildings, making sure that what we don't do is just say, here are 1,000, 2,000 people, we ain't gonna give y'all services, we're gonna wish you luck. Instead, I think it is a much better model for how we build communities long term. And so I'm proud to work with the Housing Authority. They will work in collaboration with our Housing Trust Fund, working to get people off the streets, working to get people in permanent housing, fundamentally building our community long term.
Thank you for your time on another Monday, Mayor Lucas. Have a good one and continue to be a blessing for Kansas City.
Thank you.
All right, y'all, stay safe out here. Bye-bye now.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:22 on your time. It's a high of 44, currently 35. Cloudy skies and Lincoln Prep. Reality star NeNe Leakes said she is single and she's open to dating and she's tired of y'all trying to tie her to somebody.
Why do y'all have this picture floating all around with me and this man on it? Why? That's so not necessary. And so I said to myself, you know what? I really want to date with intention. I really want to give it like a real shot and date with intention, find my life partner, and go somewhere and sit down.
Well, if you're looking to bag NeNe Leakes, might want to come with it, but good luck to you. Other news, famous model Kamora Lee Simmons has reportedly legally dropped the Simmons from her name and will now just go by Kamora Lee. Now, the move comes 20 years after her split with a music executive, Russell Simmons, and 17 years after their divorce. Now, according to a statement she shared about the change, Kamora said the decision was intentional and represents her wanting more clarity and ownership over her identity moving forward. So,
is it a long process to do that or something? Because I would have thought she did that a long time ago.
I'm assuming it probably was business reasons, too.
Oh.
I mean, because when you change your name, you change that last name. It's a lot of things that you're going to have to shift.
This
especially
is a mess.
If you did business under Kamora Lee Simmons, and that's what the world knows you as. So, I mean, it might be a couple months, but that's probably a lot of changes for her.
How you doing?
Last but not least, congratulations to actress Zendaya. Rumor has it that she tied the knot privately with her boyfriend Tom Holland recently, so congrats to her.
Ooh, fiance.
Oh, fiance. That's the morning gossip right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Major shout out to my cousin Michelle Turner that is always faithfully, loyally tapped in to Hustle and Shine. We appreciate you oh so much. We got birthday shout outs up next. Pisces, we got you.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Pisces season. Happy birthday to those empathetic, creative, and adaptable Pisces.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Happy heavenly birthday to rapper Cadet. Sending over some major birthday love to former NFL star Reggie Bush. Sending some birthday love to movie actor Kofi Cerebo. And a major happy birthday to rapper, actor, and a member of the Wu-Tang Clan. Happy birthday to Method Man.
Okay, B, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Angelo Fears, Brian Murphy, and Mario Collins. Happy birthday, Nisha Danielle, Light Skin Ray, and B. Anthony McReynolds. Happy birthday, Brian Williams, Gina B. Bradford, and my dog in Lawrence, Game Time Cuts. Happy birthday, Jasmine Carpenter. And a big special happy birthday to my dog, Theo Terry, and everybody else born on March 2nd. Happy birthday, Pisces. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play
What's the Name of the Show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Desiree.
Hey, Desiree. What you doing on this Monday?
Just dropping my daughter off at school.
Okay. You know, kids like them snacks in the car, but you always got to have a good air freshener on deck. What flavor you got?
Yeah. Oh, you know I got that black ice.
Got to have it. It's 9 out of 10, D, at this point. Yeah. 9 out of 10 got black ice and they gone.
Yeah. All right, Cousin Desiree, we got a chance to get you qualified to win a $500 shopping spree for prom. All you got to do is finish these lyrics. You ready for that?
Yes, ma'am. Until she dropped the bomb on me. When she said that she was unhappily married with children. Come on. And I wish I never met her at all. Even though I love her so.
And she got love for me.
Congratulations. A classic Dirty Mac.
I bet a lot of people saying, he ain't lying.
All right, Cousin Desiree, you are getting qualified for that chance to win that $500 shopping spree for prom. Do you have a teenager or in your life at all?
Yes, I have a niece. She's a junior this year, so I will spoil her.
You are qualified, but if you get that, yeah, that is all hers.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you. Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning shows hook you up.
Hustle and Shine in the morning.